CNN anchor Erica Hill left stunned after being told why illegals commit crimes in New York but live in Florida. By Warner Todd Houston on February 3, 2024. CNN anchor Erica Hill was left in stunned silence Friday after being told by network law enforcement analyst John Miller why illegal aliens commit crimes in New York but go to Florida to live and spend their money. During the segment on CNN this morning, Hill, along with co-host Phil Mattingly, was reporting on the attack by migrants on several police officers in New York City in the wake of news that four of the suspects in the attack had fled on a bus to California and may be planning to flee to Mexico. The four were reportedly able to flee because Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, D., had released the suspects without bail only hours after they were taken into custody. The men arrested were identified as 19-year-old Darwin Andres Gomez Esquiel, 19-year-old Kelvin Cervita Aracha, 22-year-old Joan Buada, and 21-year-old Wilson Juarez. Mattingly and Hill invited Miller on the air to report on what his police sources were saying about the incident. The expert immediately replied, "So, as you know, Phil, they were released without bail, so released on their own recognizance." Miller went on to note that the police unions were furious that the men were let go without bail and on their own recognizance even though their crime was a bailable offense. "And obviously as people who got here a month ago without family, they have no roots in the community. But that was the decision. The judge didn't hold them on bail. The DA didn't ask for bail," Miller said. "So yesterday we learned that they went to a Catholic charity that helps migrants. They got four bus tickets under false names and got on a bus headed for Calexico through St. Louis." He added that since the men are not skipping town on bail, officials along the bus route have no legal grounds to arrest them. The New York justice system just has to hope they show up for their March 13th court date. But that is something that Miller says is probably unlikely. Hill then jumped in and played a clip of New York's Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul's empty barking, "Get them all and send them back. You don't touch our police officers." Miller also noted that the men who were arrested for jumping the police officers are hardcore criminals. "These individuals I went over their rap sheets yesterday. Multiple charges. Grand larceny, robbery, attempted robbery, grand larceny, grand larceny. This particular crew operated on mopeds and scooters. They were doing organized retail theft. They were doing snatches on the street. iPhones, iPads, clothing, so on and so forth," the intel analyst said. "One of them that they are still seeking has 10 charges on one day because he's part of a pattern that's been going on. And I'm looking at the dates that their arrest started, which is probably close to when they got here," Miller added. But then he made a point that stunned CNN's Erica Hill. "They've only been here a couple of months," Miller noted. "So what the detectives are telling me is they have crews here that operate in New York, do all their stealing, then go to Florida to spend the money and then come back. And I'm like, well, why don't they just stay and steal in Florida?" And they said, "Because there you go to jail." After that, Hill could only mutter, "Oh," as Mattingly replied, "Fascinating." The CNN discussion did not go unnoticed. During his press conference about expanding broadband access to Florida's rural communities, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis opened his presser by noting that he saw the CNN segment where Miller pointed out that illegal aliens commit their crimes in New York but not in Florida. "I just saw a clip on CNN when they were talking about these illegals in New York City. They're causing like massive problems, stealing, crime." He then repeated Miller's point that they steal in New York but then leave the Big Apple to go live in Florida. "You can see why people are fleeing some of those areas that can't even keep the streets safe," he continued. "They can't even keep homeless off the streets. It's been really, really problematic in many parts of our country. So, we're doing it right here, and people are voting with their feet." The leniency these illegals arrested were afforded is an ongoing problem in New York. But it is no surprise since DA Alvin Bragg is one of the many soft-on-crime officials supported by anti-American billionaire George Soros. Bragg, who has been in office since 2022, ran on a promise to end the prosecution of suspects detained for marijuana misdemeanors, turnstile jumping, trespassing, driving with a suspended license, prostitution, resisting arrest for non-criminal offenses, and obstructing the work of the NYPD. The far-left prosecutor enjoyed major support from the Soros-connected Color of Change PAC in his 2021 campaign, a PAC that received a tidy $1 million from Soros. On top of that, Soros's relatives donated directly to Bragg's campaign. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.